I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. If you're looking for a good place to go fishing, you'd be hard-pressed to find anything better than one of the tailwaters of our locks and dams in West Virginia. We'll talk a little more about the tailwater fishing right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. West Virginia has its fair share of lock and dam facilities around the state, and if you live within driving distance of one of them, you're missing out if you're not taking advantage of the fishing opportunities these things offer.
It can be a great time to fish the tailwaters of the Ohio or the Kanawha or even the Monongahela. We've had some reports of people just having banner days out there when the water's just a little bit lower than it is right now. It clears up just a little bit. You can have some days where you cast two or three times and you don't catch a fish, you'll feel left out.
That's Zach Brown, biologist with the West Virginia DNR. Fish of all species are attracted to those swirling waters.
Well, a lot of it is they're attracted to current. When you get the bait fish are positively attracted to current, and there's some oxygen that comes in there. That's basically an area that looks like or kind of behaves like a riffle. In those navigable streams, all the riffles have been dammed up so that barges can get through. And these are about the only places where the water's moving. And you know, if you fish a stream like the New River or the Greenbrier, that you often do well around the areas in the riffles just above and below them.
Now, fish have a tendency to move upriver anyway, particularly in the spring. And the dam's about as far upriver as they can go. So they wind up just hanging out there. And believe me, there are some lucrative fish to be caught in those tailwaters.
I've seen some of the biggest smallmouth of my life in the Winfield tailwater, doing electrofishing surveys up there. Turned out we were looking for sauger and walleye, but we turned up some dandy smallmouth in there. Just really pigs, almost.
Plus, there aren't many places where you'll find the variety of fish species you will in one of those downstream areas.
I have fished down there from the bank, and I did catch a smallmouth. I caught a rock bass there one time. That was really surprising to me. You get freshwater drum, white bass, hybrid striped bass, sauger, walleye, all three species of bass, largemouth, smallmouth, and spotted. You never know, and then you get into catfish, flatheads and channels, and even some blues are coming on now.
It's just a matter of finding the right bait, and that might take a little observation effort on your part when you get there, but once you've got that figured out, hang on and enjoy the ride at one of our dam tailwaters in West Virginia. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.